Joining me on the line is Anastasia Ryzhikov. We are so excited. She's coming back to Toronto very soon to perform a few events, including Zoomer Hall coming up this Thursday. Also a fundraiser featuring many Ukrainian composers. That's coming up Sunday, April 3rd. The Canadian-Ukrainian pianist Anastasia Ryzhikov has dazzled the international arena as a child prodigy since she was only seven when she walked onto the stage of the Kyiv Philharmonic Orchestra. Since then, she has performed with over 40 orchestras throughout the world, and she's only 23 years of age. Anastasia, welcome to the show. We're catching Anastasia from Paris. How is Paris?
Hi, Daniel. Oh, it's wonderful. The weather is amazing here. It's like 20 degrees. I'm in a t-shirt.
Wow. Well, that's nice.
How are you? It's so wonderful to hear your voice.
Yeah, great to hear from you. I think, you know, the last time we performed, it was at the Jane Mallet Theater for 12 Hands. We were two of those pianists.
That was amazing.
Wasn't that a great time?
That was so fun.
Yeah, it was so fun. And then we shipped you out to the Northwest Territories.
That was also a very, very amazing experience. It was actually very eye-opening. I had an amazing time playing in the rural communities of the Northwest Territories.
Yeah, and that was part of Piano 6, where we performed for youth all throughout Canada. Terrific experience. Anastasia, what your association with our station goes a long way back. You've known Moses Neimer for a long time. How old were you when you first performed for Idea City?
It started before Idea City, because the first time I played for him at his 24-hour event, Bach and Rock Around the Clock. I will never forget the name of that event because it's so iconic. It was a 24-hour event, and I was opening it at 5 in the morning. I think I was 7 at the time.
Wow.
So it's been a while. Do the math. If you said I was 23, thanks for mentioning my age. That makes it 16 years.
16 years. Fantastic. 24 hours of Bach's music.
And rock. Bach and rock.
That's the Moses touch right there.
That is the Moses touch. Yes, indeed.
So how have you spent these last few years of craziness since our fun blast that we had at the Jane Mallet?
Oh, you know, well, like everybody at home. I mean, what else can I say? I mean, it was a terrible time for everybody with the pandemic, but now everything... Like spring, everything is blossoming and, you know, life is finally coming back to normal. It's such a great feeling. It feels better than ever. But, you know, it was a tough time for musicians, but it gave me a chance to reflect and to practice and to realize who I was as a musician, you know.
Definitely. Now, Ukrainian identity has always been a big part of your identity. And who you are as a musician. I remember when you played that Kapustin, that, you know, who is also a Ukrainian composer. I mean, we were blown out of our chairs sitting in the audience listening to that. What a thrill. What incredible virtuosity.
Yes, and a phenomenal composer, too. I mean, Kapustin is really one of the greatest, I think, composers of the 21st century, late 20th, early 21st century, in my humble opinion. And so proud that he's also Ukrainian. Actually, I stayed in touch with him via email right before his death. He's a really wonderful guy. And phenomenal music by a phenomenal Ukrainian composer.
Yeah, and phenomenal virtuosity. Yeah, I mean, you were like a roller coaster on that keyboard.
Yeah, well, you know, I like doing that sometimes. If the music calls for it.
Well, it shows, yeah. And you have many other Ukrainian composers you're bringing to Toronto very soon. Tell us a little bit about Lysenko, Kosenko.
Lysenko, Kosenko, Kosanatolsky, and also Shemo. Some wonderful composers. Kosenko and Lysenko more so of the 19th century. And Kosanatolsky and Shemo representing the 20th century. Obviously, you know, Lysenko, for anybody who's Ukrainian, of course, the names Lysenko and Kosenko are very, very well known. There is an opera house in Kyiv named after Lysenko. He's essentially the icon, and Kosenko as well. In my opinion, this is just brilliant music. I mean, I'm practicing it as we speak. And, you know, to be able to combine such intellectual writing with musical simplicity that, you know, resonates with listeners, not just with musicians, you know, with all types of listeners. It's really I think it's a phenomenal gift that maybe a couple of other composers had, like maybe Grieg and Tchaikovsky, where on the one hand it's, you know, harmonically complex, but also beautiful and so easy to listen to, but in the best possible way, you know. And So I've had such a wonderful time relearning a lot of these pieces, because a lot of these pieces I've already played before, but also learning some new music, discovering the works of Shamal, including a very fiery Ukrainian dance. I love Ukrainian dance music. I mean, anytime I hear it, I just want to start dancing. It's just, it's so, so fiery and passionate and energetic. And then on the other hand, very interesting music by Kosta Natolsky, who was a legend of his time in Ukraine, and wrote some phenomenal music, including a great piano concerto, which I hope I will be able to play at some point. That's really like one of my dreams, is to perform his piano concerto. Rarely played, but phenomenally beautiful.
Well, your passion really, really comes through, both at the keyboard and the way you speak about these composers. We're so excited to have you back in Toronto. I know you're doing these benefit concerts all throughout the world. Also Paris, Milan, Monaco.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds from these concerts are going toward humanitarian aid and to support the victims of the war. What an honorable cause.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the least that I can... I mean, at the beginning of this war, I asked myself, I mean, it's a terrible feeling, you know, having relatives there and knowing, I mean, what can you do to help? You're here and they're there. And I kind of asked myself, well, what can I do as an artist to help? And I feel like this is the best use of my abilities as a pianist, is to, you know, collect funds that Ukrainians desperately need right now for medication, for shelter, for refugees. We all do what we can, so.
You're right. Anastasia, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy practice schedule. We're very excited to have you back here. Coming up at the Zoomerplex, 70 Jefferson Avenue, Thursday, March 31st, 12 p.m. That's in Liberty Village. That will be followed by a fundraiser at the St. Volodymyr Cathedral of Toronto, 400 Bathurst Street, Toronto, Ontario, Sunday, April 3rd. Mark your calendar, 6 p.m. Anastasia Rizikov, fiery, spontaneous, brilliant. Have a safe travel. We're very excited to have you back.
Thank you. Very excited to play these concerts.
And to learn more about Anastasia, you can visit her website, anastasiarizikov.com. All the best, Anastasia. Talk to you again soon.
Take care. Bye, Daniel.
Cheers. Bye.